No matter how many good financial habits your children have learned by adulthood, they could still be unprepared for their role in your legacy plan. What can you do now to prepare them to be good stewards of the inheritance they will receive in the future? In today's episode, we'll talk about key things to consider and steps to take to prepare your children to manage their inheritance well.
It's easy to get lost on the way to retirement. Things like taxes, improper planning, and excessive market risk can all lead you astray from your goal of a successful and happy retirement. That's where Liz Whittaberry comes in. She's a holistic financial advisor and the founder of Best Path Advisors, and she can help guide you to a better financial path. This is Retire on Your Best Path with Liz Whittaberry.
Hey everybody, welcome into this week's edition of Retire on Your Best Path with Liz Whittaberry and myself, here to talk about preparing our adult children to inherit wealth. Actually, really interesting topic, and I don't think it's something that gets enough attention. So certainly a good idea to have these conversations with our heirs or our loved ones. And so that's going to be the topic of conversation this week with Liz. And of course, if you got those questions, need some help, reach out to her at bestpathadvisors.com. That is bestpathadvisors.com. Before we get into this, Liz, how you doing? Doing all right?
I am great. It is beautiful weather.
It is.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah,
yes.
The time we're taping this, it's gorgeous. So it's in the 80s this week as we're taping it. But then it's going to drop down a little bit. So you never know. I think it can't quite, I don't think spring is, or winter is quite done messing with spring yet. But we'll be getting
well,
there.
My flowers are starting to come in.
Oh, so they want to be. Yeah, big time.
Yes, I am loving that. And I think it's good.
Yeah.
All of the flowers will be blooming soon, and that's going to be beautiful.
I had some buds on my fig tree. I was like, woohoo, all right. So there you go. But listen, you know, preparing our adult children for, you know, dealing and inheriting wealth, interesting topic. Why are we talking about this?
Well, I think it's very awkward to talk about it with our kids, and yet we need to do that more than people have in the past, you know, and so I think that it's good to start thinking about how soon will you talk about it? How much will you talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
What are the different personalities involved so that you can begin to make a plan that's going to fit your family and be able to pass on your values to your kids?
Yeah. Okay.
Because the way that we spend money and time is a reflection of our values. And so just sharing with them the values to handle the material wealth wisely, I think that just prepares them to, you know, be the very best steward of the wealth that they inherit so that they can get the most out of it, not just for themselves, but for their family, their friends, their communities, their charities that they support, everything.
No, that's a really good point, you know, and I was just reading something not too long ago. I think it said that they're calling it the great wealth transfer, saying that anywhere estimates between $50 and $100 million will be transferred over the next number of years from baby boomers to, you know, to their kids and so on and so forth. So certainly a big chunk of money there. So things to talk about. So a good place to start would be just reviewing the estate plan that you have in place or lack thereof, then get an estate plan, right?
Exactly. That's the start. Because that's going to be what dictates how things flow when you're not here. And so you want to make sure that you're still happy with it, that the people you've appointed or the allocations you've made to your kids or charities, that all of that is still exactly how you want it. Because you can always update it.
Sure.
You know, make sure that it is how you want it. But then begin to let your kids know what is in those documents, even if it's at a high level view. If they're going to be serving or receiving or someone else is going to serve as executor or trustee, it's good to let people know. I had a client that passed away a few years back and had not told anybody. The person that was the trustee did not know they were the trustee until, surprise, surprise, here's the documents and you're the trustee. And so, you know, that really threw the whole family for a bit of a, it was kind of stressful for a bit of time as they tried to figure out. Because no one had any conversation. So it's important, even if you're not telling amounts to initially, to just prepare people for what is in the documents and what to expect so that there's not a surprise when that time comes.
Yeah, definitely a good point for sure. You know, and you got to consider that impact on the heirs, right? Because you mentioned personalities a couple of minutes ago when we were just first talking about this. And different personalities certainly play into this because money makes people funny, you know?
Yeah, absolutely does. You know, you can have one kid that is very good with money, very responsible, and another one that just doesn't handle it very well. Right. It's just not part of their DNA to handle it the same way. And so you have to think about those kinds of things. And you need to think about, is the amount of money that this child is going to be inheriting, is that going to make a major difference in the way that they live their life? Is it going to be a big shock to them what amount it is? Is it going to not really make that much of a difference? So thinking through how much of a difference it can make to the each of the different children you have, as well as from a personality perspective, how they might react to that, how their spouse might react to that, and then begin to encourage them to develop their own team of people that can help them navigate whatever they might need to navigate.
Right.
They need to have the right team, know who their financial planner is, their tax planner, their, you know, legal planner, all of the people that would help them make the most of that inheritance.
Well, you think about it from the even just the tax standpoint too, right? To your point of having a team and having someone to help them, because we're talking about leaving this to adult children. There's a good chance that you leave some wealth to someone who's, you know, 50 years old, and then their prime earning years, and you know, depending on the size of the inheritance, that can certainly add some interesting tax ramifications. So
it absolutely can, and if there's complicated assets, like somebody owns a business, or you know, if a lot of the money is in IRAs, like I see with a lot of clients at the start of retirement, if it's in those tax-deferred accounts, there's all of these issues to think about. How do they pull it out of these accounts, as well as how do I balance it between the different kids? Because one might be in a very high tax bracket and another in a very low tax bracket. And so those things can play into, you know, how you want to arrange the plan so that everybody is treated at the end of the day, the way that you want them treated. You know, and sometimes, and we've talked about this in the past, you have that child that doesn't have those best financial habits. Well, you can establish some guardrails for them and build that into some trusts, or, you know, set up some times that they would be inheriting money so that it's a little bit more manageable for them to receive that. You know, advisors can really help, I think, with this. And this is something that I am trying to help with before the fact, beginning to have some of these conversations and helping have these conversations. So I've had some clients that have brought children to meet with me. And so we've had a real high level review meeting of mom and dad's situation, bringing the children up to speed on the parts that they want their child to know about at this point in time, with a plan to increase that over time, increase what we've talked about. I just had a client that brought a granddaughter in, not to get any, you know, real in-depth conversation, but just to kind of see, hey, here's what a financial advisor is. And this is a granddaughter that's still in school.
Right. Yeah. You know, so. Yeah. It's funny when you say, you know, talking with some clients who brought their kids in, sometimes you or children in, you hear that word. Sometimes my brain automatically thinks of little people, right? You know, like little kids. And it's like, well, no, if you're, you know, more than likely they brought their kids in, but these kids are 40, 50 years old, right?
So they're grown and they're doing their own thing. Yeah. And so it's an opportunity for them to have some of their own questions. So what should I be doing with my stuff? And begin to know that there will come a point in time where they inherit.
Yeah.
And I've even had some clients that have asked their children to schedule a meeting with me. And I do that, you know, for free for my clients' kids, where we have a 30-minute phone call or a 30-minute Zoom and do that. Just get them on their, you know, best path for the decisions that are ahead of them at this moment in time.
Yeah, because if we're talking about generational wealth, right, so why not be helping multiple generations? You know, exactly.
And as they learn to manage their own wealth, then they are more prepared to inherit wealth.
Yeah, very true. Grateful. Well, so let's set some expectations. I think that's a great place to start, right? If you're starting to do this, that's, you know, a fundamental good way to do that is set these realistic expectations. Might be a better word to put in there.
Right, exactly. You know, I've had clients in the past that have left money to kids that did not, and they're grown, you know, definitely grown people, that didn't have an understanding of either they thought they would get a lot more than they received, or they thought they would get a lot less than they received, or they hadn't even thought about it. And so they didn't have any idea, any expectation for what they should be thinking about the inheritance. And you want them to have a realistic idea. You don't want them expecting that they're going to have this really big inheritance if that's not actually the case. But if they're going to inherit more than they realize, at some point in time, you want to make sure that they are going to know what they would do when they inherit. I've seen stories of people that really, they inherited more than they thought that they would be getting, and it kind of froze them for a while because they didn't know what they should do with this wealth. So it helps to begin to talk about that. You know, I think that you can begin to have some conversations. Well, what would you do if you were to inherit, you know, or, you know, some big amount? You don't necessarily have to say how much they might inherit, but just begin to have some conversations. What would you do if you had this much money today? How would you handle that amount of money? And begin to have some theoretical conversations to get those, you know, brain cells thinking on that. And then maybe even begin to give some annual gifts on a regular basis. We've talked about the benefit of that from a estate planning side and a tax planning side, but on the other side of it, it gives your children an opportunity to show that they are managing.
I was just thinking that. Yeah, I was just thinking that. It's like, okay, especially if you do have one that you're kind of a little worried about them being a little hog wild, you know, it's like, okay, you can do some of these annual gifts and then it's helping your, you know, manage it from your financial side, but it's also giving you a chance to see, all right, what are they going to do with this, right? Are they going to be somewhat responsible? They're going to be irresponsible each time or whatever the case is. So, and that'll help you kind of come to our last point here, Liz, which is just kind of clarify your intentions. So yeah, you set those realistic expectations, but then you can really kind of clarify what it is that you want to do. Like I was thinking about this as you were talking. I had come across a story not too long ago where someone had four children. They were leaving money, and each of their children, well, three of their children had two grandchildren, right? And then, but only one, what the fourth one had just one kid. And when they went to divide everything up, the fourth, you know, out of the blue, the fourth kid with the one child felt like they were getting shorted because they weren't getting as much as their siblings because the siblings had two kids. It's like, I'm being punished for only having one. And it's like, well, no, the values were still actually matching. You just have one less kid, right? So I think by clarifying intentions and stuff, you can maybe weed out some of that animosity, hopefully, anyway.
Right, right. Hopefully so. And that's always the plan. I mean, you can't control what other people are going to think or feel, but by having the conversation beforehand, it at least allows mom and dad to speak that as opposed to the kids trying to guess after mom and dad aren't here.
And here's what we want. If you guys fight about it after we're gone, that's on you. But no, this is what we want. So you're clarifying those intentions. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you're not just passing on stuff. And I think this is the importance of clarifying intentions. You're passing on those values, the experiences, the means to do more because they're inheriting the money.
Right.
But more than just having more money, what are they going to do with that? How are they going to live? And if you can talk about what you hope they'll do and how you hope they'll not only improve their own life, but also their own families, their friends, their communities, whatever the case may be, if you can pass on those values, then that can help them get more out of the inheritance. It's not just something that just gets spent on some item. It actually does something that is good for the long term for themselves and for their families. And so beginning to work on that conversation, beginning to have some open conversations, see what your kids are even thinking, and then helping them develop knowledge and skills they're going to need to manage whatever wealth they receive. I think that's very good. And then beyond that, you can think about who might be a mentor that could help your kids when you're gone.
Yeah.
It could be a different person for each one.
Yep, that's probably a great point. Probably will be. So those are some good points. Those are some things to think about when it comes to figuring out how to transfer and leave wealth, you know, behind to our heirs, to our adult kids. So good stuff, Liz. I mean, I always appreciate
you know,
coming up with different ideas to talk about, right? And this is an important one.
Yeah, because preparing our children to be good stewards of their inheritance, that helps them be on their best path in life.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we continue to do, right? Even though they're grown, we're always trying to pass on lessons or whatever it is that we're trying to do. Parenting really never stops, right? So if you
we want them to get to that very end and look back at their life and not have a lot of regrets. Yeah. We want them to feel good about the life they've lived.
Yeah, exactly. Great point for sure. Well, folks, if you need some help when it comes to these conversations, reach out to Liz. Go check her out online at bestpathadvisors.com. That's bestpathadvisors.com. Check out the good stuff. There's a lot of things there on the good stuff tab. You can drop down and check out some various different things. She's got webinars on demand. Of course, a podcast you can subscribe to. Lots of good things. And of course, get yourself onto the calendar for a consultation and a conversation as well. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast, consider doing so. We're on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, all that stuff. And just you can just type in retire on your best path and subscribe that way. Or again, find it all at our website, bestpathadvisors.com. For Liz, I'm your host, Mark. We'll see you next time right here on Retire on Your Best Path with Liz Whittaberry, financial advisor and founder at Best Path Advisors.
Thank you, Mark.
The preceding program is sponsored by Best Path Advisors, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Best Path Advisors, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Liz Whittaberry should not be construed as specific tax, legal, or investment advice, nor as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Neither J.W. Cole Financial nor its representatives provide legal, tax, or accounting advice. Persons who provide such advice do so in a capacity other than as a registered representative of J.W. Cole. Investing is subject to risks, including the loss of principal. Due to volatility within the markets mentioned, opinions are subject to change without notice. Information is based on sources believed to be reliable, however, their accuracy or completeness cannot be guaranteed.